Jameson, now Carter, have all come back and gotten their degrees. I think that's a great message. I think it's fantastic.
That's the great message, Dick, and I agree with that, but I disagree with him going to the graduation. I agree. The message was he went back and he graduated. He got his degree. Now, but he chose basketball after his junior year. That now is his primary concern, and he basically, and I agree with you, it had absolutely no outcome, effect on the outcome of the game at all. None whatsoever. The shot goes in. Basically, nobody's talking about it except for maybe a side discussion. But just the talk of where his responsibilities lie, everybody keeps saying it's a great message. The message was sent before he even went to graduation. He earned enough credits for his degree. That, I think, is the more important message.
Yeah, but to be part of that, to have that memory, and it didn't affect the game in any shape or form. Let's be real. The bottom line is that's going to be a tough game on the road no matter what. Every guy should play with the intensity and give the kind of level that a play that he gives, and then have no problem getting to the winner's circle. I think it's great he put the cap and gown on. I think it's great that he was there in Carolina, and I just think it was super. I really do. In fact, I'm going to utilize it in my speeches. I think it's great for young kids to see that.
It was an interesting day, to say the very least, for Vince Carter and for the Toronto Raptors, and they play one, I think, an all-time classic. I mean, that is one of the really great NBA playoff games. And then the early game, you got the Milwaukee Bucks, and I know in your stock report this week, you like the Bucks. You're saying bye, bye, bye.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now. You know, if I would do my Dickie V Dow Jones stock report for the week, stock going way up, baby. It's climbing and climbing. Not like my stocks. George Karl, Milwaukee Bucks, the big dog, Glenn Robinson, stock going way up. We could also say stock way up for Barry Bonds. I mean, are you kidding me? 5 homers in 2 games?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Stock down, baby. Stock going down. The NBA draft. That draft is absolutely ludicrous when you look at what's available for the number 1, 2, 3, and 4 picks in that draft. It is absolutely stock down, and stock down the Chicago White Sox. They fire their batting coach.
Yeah.
Like Joshua is the reason that they're 14-27 and they're in last place. I mean, what about Frank Thomas having surgery? I mean, come on now, give me a break, guys.
Yeah, their GM said that he's tired of mediocrity, and we were saying they would hope for mediocrity at this
their
point.
Their kingdom for mediocrity.
Yeah, they're playing so bad. Go back to the draft for a moment. I believe we're at 75 underclassmen that have made themselves eligible for a draft that takes, what, 59 or 58 players? So obviously players are committed to the draft that aren't going to go to the draft. And, boy, that certainly is a shame of it all. Do you expect June 20th, by that date, Dickie V, to see some of these underclassmen go back to college before the draft?
Yeah, I really do. I think the reality will set in. I think the two kids at Kentucky, I think they'll pull what the kid McGlure did last year. McGlure tested the situation and then didn't sign with an agent. He went back to Kentucky. I think reality will set in. They'll have a phenomenal year. Their stock will go up. Their stock report will go up and up and up like McGlure's did when he came back to Kentucky. You know, when you really think about it, guys, think about this. What do you lose as a kid throwing your name into the draft situation if you don't sign with an agent?
Right.
You don't lose anything, but you know what you do? You create an absolute nightmare for the alumni, the students, and most of all, the coach. You create such a headache for that coach, the worry, the fear. I'll tell you something. I think the rules got to be changed, that they have to give a deadline a little bit earlier, because what's happening, coaches are left now without keeping, and it's too late to recruit somebody. I mean, it was really taking on a chaotic situation, and I've said it so many times, I just believe that David Stern, Billy Hunter, I think Billy Hunter's the guy that's got to come down with reality and get this thing moving in a positive way, and certainly Cedric Dempsey at the NCAA, because it is so wacky. And you know it's magical, you just said it, Mike, you know, every kid believes they're going to be a late first round, but if you look at the numbers, I'm a dummy, man. I can go to Harvard, I can't add 2 and 2, it comes out to 7, but the bottom line is there's no way, shape, and form 80 guys are going to be taken in the first round, and they all hear that magical word. You know, the NBA scouts do a great job of evaluating, but also, let me tell you this, they send a message out to the kids friends, their gurus, the guys on a playground. Hey, he may be a late first round. He may be a late first round. And that's all they have to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Late first round. Every kid thinks he'll be a late first round to get that guaranteed cash, but it doesn't work that way.
Dick Vitale every Monday with Mike and Mike, and you can now access, among other things, Dick has his stock report on his website, DickVitaleOnline.com, and you can now access Dick's website directly from the Mike and Mike page.
Yes, you can.
On ESPNRadio.com.
Wow.
How about that, Dick?
Mike and Mike, I tell you, what a combination. Hey, what about a happy 30th anniversary? It's my 30th anniversary today.
We were getting there. That's impressive that she'd stay with you that long, huh?
Hey, I'll tell you that she deserves sainthood. Any lady that can live with me for 30 years?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious? 30 years? That is sainthood. My wife, Lorraine, has to be a saint. In fact, she's in the other room. We're on our anniversary little celebration here. We were saying how things have changed. When I got married, guys, mm-hmm. I got married in my cellar was the celebration. My mom, God bless her, she's up in heaven now. She was going up and down the stairs making pizza for our friends that came over. And today, I'm sitting at the Ritz-Carlton, baby, in Naples. What a difference.
Well, let me tell you, you got some issues if you're celebrating your 30th anniversary today and you're talking to us, Dickie V. We'll talk about that a whole other time.
Yeah, I know. That's
how about let's go out to the West where everybody was saying San Antonio and the Lakers, this is going to be the greatest series of all time. And in one game, in Kobe Bryant's one appearance already in the first game, people are saying, geez, I wonder if San Antonio will win a game against these Lakers.
Well, I will just simply say this, and I know you'll disagree with me, and that's cool. I could care less. You know, it's great. I love it that you guys disagree. I think for 22 years of age, now listen, remember what I'm saying now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying 22
right.
years of age.
Right, yeah.
For 22 years of age, I have never, ever witnessed somebody with the shake and bake, the creativity, the innovative ability of Kobe Bryant. At 22 years of age, he's the most dominant perimeter player I have seen. I mean perimeter player. I'm certainly not talking inside with Kareem and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking on the perimeter. His ability to create a shot, his spin moves, his explosiveness. I mean, that show he put on. And remember, this is doing it and winning time. So many of these kids can come into the league, you know, and they could score when they're getting beat consistently. Their team loses 50 and 60 games. But when you're getting 45, man, on the road against a team that plays excellent defense, San Antonio, that is special, man. And I'll tell you one thing. I'd salute him again on my stock report. I'd like to be his agent. Or Tellum's his agent. I'd like to be Tellum, man. I'd like to have a half of the action of Kobe Bryant, Tracy McGrady. He represents all those guys. I want to get in that racket.
Yeah, there's a lot of great young stars, and if there's any good news right now in the NBA, and we're all a little bit disheartened to see all these high school kids jumping straight there, but we are seeing, and we all know Michael Jordan might be coming back next year, but we are seeing some really good young players establish themselves as stars in playoff time this year.
They really are. They're stepping up big time, but they just don't seem to have that same winning charisma
mm-hmm.
that Bird, Magic, and Jordan had. I don't know. Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm just locked up into that era, but I just don't see that same. What do you guys feel about that? That's a heck of a topic. Think about it.
Yeah. Well, there's no question. They don't seem to have the same magical flair about them, some of these young guys. And
though Kobe certainly is getting that flair.
He's the
absolutely
closest thing
incredible.
To it.
I want to throw something at you. Last night in a restaurant, a guy totally disagreed with me, and I thought it was great. A guy came over, introduced himself. We start talking, and we got into baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be going to see the Devil Rays Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday because my guy A-Rod's coming to town. But I said this. Now, tell me if I'm right or wrong. I think, as a fan, and I'm not Peter Gammons because he's brilliant, he's a genius, and he really knows his baseball. I'm just a baseball lover and a baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Barry Bonds is the greatest left fielder ever to play baseball. Run, throw, hit, hit with power, hit with average. The guy does it all. Now, I know you're going to come back and say, wait a minute, Ted Williams,
yeah.
Wait a minute, Carl Yastrzemski. Now, let me ask you this. Hank Aaron, he played left and right, did
right.
he not?
Yes.
He played both. I'll take Bonds over every other guy, every guy I mentioned right there, for a total all-around player.
He certainly could make a very good
yeah,
argument. I mean, Ted Williams may
that.
Be the greatest hitter of all time, but Bonds is certainly a better
around,
fielder.
Yeah, but Williams couldn't field
right.
throw
exactly
around.
Right.
That's
yep.
right.
Like Mr. Bonds. I mean, I love Ted Williams. I used to love the Red Sox back in that era. I named their whole team, man, when they used to have Bernie Tebbets behind the plate, Stevens at shortstop. They used to have Pesky, man, at shortstop, Stevens at third, Bobby Dorr at second. I mean, are you kidding me?
Wow.
With Don DiMaggio, the professor, in center field. Ted Williams in left field. They used to bring in Parnell and Dobson. I used to know my baseball, and finally I got tired of losing. I said, heck with it. I'm going to become a Yankee fan.
All right. Dickie V, go enjoy your 30th anniversary. Congratulations,
Dick.
Really, but salute Vince Carter. I think that's a phenomenal message. So he came. What was he going to do? It didn't affect the game.
All right, Dickie V,
thanks. Thank you, Dickie V. We appreciate it.